As we research into the flat Earth science, we come across evidence after evidence after evidence. And the ballers and the heliocentrism globalists won't look at this information with open eyes, let alone a realization of what they actually found. But I would like to bring your attention, guys, to an event that happened back in 1946. And this was called Operation High Jump. And this was a supposed journey to find the dome. Now, this was a militarized operation in 1946 that had over 30 ships, 1,700 militarized personnel that literally went to the Antarctic. That went to Antarctic to scale the ice walls. Now, this mission was literally created on such a whim that even the ship admirals complained that they did not know about the mission, so they had to readjust what they were doing. Now, this was right after World War II, so they had to recommission ships in post-haste for the effort with rookie sailors and pilots that have never flown in Antarctic conditions. So three task forces went to a 6 to 8 month mission with Russia, Britain and Norway, but yet came back after only 6 weeks. Now, if this was immediately after World War II, the largest military operation down to Antarctica, it was led by Admiral Byrd, by the way, who was a 33 degree Freemason. Now, they came back after 6 weeks. Now, Admiral Byrd, who is at the time, the real life Indiana Jones, reported actually seeing UFOs. But, you know, we can know that's a public relations ruse. But they were actually trying to find out, guys. And they were really trying to find the electromagnetic field that literally sits above the ice wall and at the edge of the dome. So several years later, USA and Russia began firing over 49 high altitude thermonuclear rockets up into the dome with another operation called Fishbowl and Operation Dominic. They will do in another upload. But the rockets went haywire and many had to be aborted as they literally tried to blast through the dome. So Russia and USA signed off on a ban on any more tests of the dome as the space race and the fake moon missions were then sold to the world. But Tesla, remember, had found the electrical or the electromagnetic field that sits above. Now, Tesla's discovery can eventually remove every conceivable external human limitation. If we humans ourselves can elevate our consciousness to properly utilize the Tesla electromagnetics, then Nikola Tesla, who gave us the electrical 20th century in the first place, guys, may yet give us a fantastic new future, more shining and glorious than all the great scientists and sages have imagined. I would like to mention as well, guys, that just before USA and Russia started to nuclear bomb the dome, Secretary of the Navy, James Forrestal, is actually suicided. And then a year later, Admiral Byrd, who actually led all the Antarctica missions, is also knocked off, guys. So, if we was to think about the electrical or the electromagnetic mass was initially a concept of classical mechanics detonating to how much the electromagnetic field or the self-energy is contributing to the mass of charged particles, it was first derived by J.J. Thomson in 1881 and was for some time also considered as a dynamical explanation of internal mass per second. So due to this induction effort, electrostatic energy behaves as having some sort of momentum and apparent electromagnetic mass, which can increase the ordinary mechanical mass of the bodies, or in modern terms, the increase should arise from their electromagnetic self-energy. And I will show you here, guys, an example of the flat Earth electromagnetism and the Tesla shield. Remember, guys, Nikola Tesla not just created a free energy system, but he created free energy and wireless communication across the whole of this flat, motionless plane that we live on, because he realized Earth can't be a globe for the signal to transmit. I understand the critics will have their explanations for the findings that he did and he left, but it just goes to show how Nikola Tesla was true brilliance personified, possessing immense intuitive knowledge, guys, of domes and the perpetual motion of objects through electromagnetic fields, sun and moon. And he knew the sun was not 93 million miles away. Unfortunately for Tesla, though, and other thermo or theomorphic for the divine beings, they're targeted by the enemies of darkness, and they are silenced or enslaved for their information harvesting, because it's the truth, as it was simply the case for poor old Nikola Tesla. But modern science, guys, let's not forget this, has already discovered the firmament, but it's known as the Van Allen radiation belt. And a question always comes to mind: how come Orion, which was one of NASA's spacecrafts, couldn't get through the Van Allen radiation belt, guys? Check this out. But yet we are told and have believed that Apollo had no problem doing it 40 plus years ago. So physics thought that they found the origin of the Earth's Van Allen radiation belts, and now a prominent group of them want those belts dead. Now, it's understandable given the frustration that these areas of space can cause to modern astrophysics. Now, if you want to launch an actual satellite or telescope, let alone, guys, a human being, the Van Allen radiation belts will literally be a very big painful thorn in your side. So says a growing group of astrophysicists. Why not just wipe them out altogether? It might seem odd to hear scientists propose destroying a feature of the natural world, but there is a decent scientific argument to be made that these belts provide us nothing useful, or that we could lose them without a single negative effect. Guys, thank you very much indeed for watching this upload. As always, tap that subscribe if you're new to the channel. I do believe that we should stick together on spreading this flat Earth truth. And for all the subscribers as well, peace. Thank you very much indeed for sticking with me. I do try and make as many as I can. Remember, the flat Earth science really does take over your lives, guys. And I just want to share the information that I find, because to me, it is mind-blowing. hit that subscribe. You take care, and thanks again for watching. All the best.